Hello.
Great afternoon, guys. Excited to be here next to JPP. It's been a long process so far, longer than Jason even knows, since he just found out that we traded for him. But you know, deals like this don't transpire overnight. This was a lot of work on our part, and my hat's off to John Spytek, Mike Beal, Rob McCartney, Alex Smith, Shane Scannell, Mike Greenberg. We forgetting people, but the entire personnel department, coaching staff, Dirk. That we you know, I'm just very happy that our plan came together. You know, not only were we in our plan this offseason talking about UFAs that are available, but also we put together a wish list of players that might become available if the price is right and if they're willing to make deals. And lucky for us, things started heating up around the combine with the Giants and myself, Dave Gettleman, and came to a head the other night, and we were able to get Jason. It required a lot of patience on our part, and I know on the fans' part, but it was worth it. So Jason's, we feel, is still a premier defensive end and still has a lot of gas left in the tank and a lot to prove. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He wants to be the best. He is one of the best, and it just falls in line with all the other guys that we've signed this year. So we're very, very excited for all the guys that we've had, but now to bring Jason in, it's just kind of puts it over the top. So with that, I'm just going to turn it over to Jason, say a few words.
Thank you very much, Jason. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank God. And also, I'd like to thank the organization and Jason for coming to get me and also believing in me, too, as well, because this is a big deal. You know, I went to school out here. Tampa Bay is like my backyard, so I know mostly the whole city. But I'm very excited to be here. Can't wait to get to work with those guys, you know. Gerald, and also the other guys too. But I'm very excited, you know. You know, it came unexpected, but at the same time, I'm ready. I'm very excited, and I got a lot to prove, you know. I got a lot to prove and still want to be elite. So, you know, the whole city is going to begin a great elite defensive end, and I'm ready to prove and ready to bring a Super Bowl here. You know, before I leave here, I want to bring a Super Bowl here. So, I'm pretty sure all the other guys want to do that too as well. So, you know, starting with the OTAs, that's where it starts at. And I'm ready to go. I'm pumped, ready to go, and I'm excited. You know, what can I say?
I'm going to open up questions. Jason, people still talk about the year you had here at USF and, of course, followed your career ever since. Does this feel like a homecoming in a sense to you?
Most definitely does. You know, it's strange because, you know, I haven't been here for a while. Last year I was here for the golf tournament for USF. But it feels like a reunion. You know, I'm coming back to high school again, meeting everybody else. But I'm very excited, man, you know, ready to get going. You know, I know a lot of fans are waiting to see what I could do. They won't be disappointed, and I'm ready to go.
You said that it was a move that you really weren't expecting to be someplace for the first 8 years of your career and probably imagine that you'll stay there for the foreseeable future. How difficult is that to kind of switch gears and now almost like starting all over again?
I have a theory, man. A theory in life, you don't know what's expected, what might happen to you. You know, things happen to me in life that I wasn't sure enough was going to happen, but, you know, you just got to embrace it, man, and just, you know, deal with it and be happy. You know, you got to be blessed.
Do you relish the opportunity to maybe play in obviously a smaller market than New York, maybe not as fast-paced, high pressure? I mean, it's at this stage in your career, do you kind of relish that opportunity to play in maybe a little bit smaller market without the media scrutiny that you get in New York?
To be honest, I feel like, man, if you could play in New York, you could play anywhere, man. You know, because that media just media, the fans, you know, if they don't like you, they'll tell you about yourself. And I've never been that type of person that the fans never liked me or anybody in New York never liked me. So, you know, for the transition, it's going to be easy for me, you know. And then basically just be myself. You know, I feel like as long as I be myself, everything will fall in place. Like I said, I'm ready. I'm excited to get going because I know exactly what I'm going to do here. So.
About the trade?
Oh, what was that when I found out? I found out early morning around 8 a.m. I was just getting in my car to go tile shopping for my new home. But and I got the call, and I was like, what? But, no, obviously I had to soak it in for a little bit. And, you know, everybody says it's a great move. I think it's a great move. My family's excited. I'm going to be closer to my son. I had to break the news to my son, even though he's 3 years old. And I told him I'm not going to be in New York anymore, but I said I'm on the way to Tampa and I can see you more. And he was just excited. You know? So.
You were in New York when you got the news, or were you?
I was in Florida, Boca.
What does it mean to you to team up with a guy like Gerald McCoy along the defensive line?
Me and Gerald, we've been cool, man. You know, I met him a couple of times, and you know, we chit-chat, you know, had some time in L.A. He's a great guy, man. You know, I could just tell from his energy that he just, you know, he just wants a championship. And that's what I'm here for, man. You know, I mean, everybody here is for that. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's a feeling that, you know, you don't know until you dare. You know? You don't know that feeling until you dare. It's like having your first kid again, you know? And I want that feeling back.
Jason, you played well over 90%, I guess, of the snaps last year. Mm-hmm. You see yourself, first of all, how were you able to do that? Because that's a high amount of snaps. And do you relish that three-down ability that you've been able to put on the field?
To be honest, I don't really even count the snaps, man. When I'm out there, I'm just going. I'm like an Energizer bunny out there. And whoever wants to tag along, come on. You know what I mean? And even at the Giants, when I'm on that field, I don't come out, man. You know, unless the coaches take me out and say, hey, take a break. But I don't come out. I play to win, you know, and that's how I am. I play to win, and I strive for greatness. So, you know, counting the snaps, I don't really know until somebody actually tell me. I'm like, okay, cool, you know.
You played 1,010 snaps last year. Second most in the league.
There you go. I didn't even know that. Yeah. So the snaps it's not really a big, you know, thing for me. I just be out there playing, and that's who I am. So,
Jason, you've been in the league 8 years now. You leave New York, you leave a franchise quarterback in Eli Manning. You mm-hmm. come here, and you're lucky enough to be with another franchise quarterback in Jameis Winston. Have you thought about that? The fact that you've been a veteran in this league, and yet you go to two teams and able to work with two franchise quarterbacks.
I'm excited to get to work with him, Jameis. You know, I know one thing for sure. You know, I watched him over the years. You know, he's a great quarterback, man. I'm excited to go to work with him. You know, like I said, I don't really too much worry about the offense side of the ball. But, you know, just to have a quarterback, you know, that's a lot of teams don't have that, you know. And, you know, just for us having that, you know, we got something special.
Last time that Tampa Bay fans got a really up close look at you or felt a connection to you, because I know you came back for, you know, when you played.
My injury?
Yeah,
but came back.
Well, yeah, but the last time fans, you know, kind of had that, you know, connection to you, you were out at USF doing backflips on the field and everything, and you were just this young guy. You know, who are they kind of getting reacquainted with right now? Not the football player, but Jason Pierre-Paul, the person.
Jason Pierre-Paul, you're getting a more advanced, you know, Jason Pierre-Paul. You know, at that time, you know, I didn't even know it. I barely knew what the draft was coming into the draft, and my best friend would tell you that. I didn't even know what NFL draft was at the time. So I was basically a raw player. But you're getting a more advanced and elite player, man. And as a person, you know, I strive to be great. You know, I only get better myself. And then everybody that follows on with me won't be mad or disappointed. But that was a player that ain't even know football. But now I've been in the game for 8 years, well, 9 years, going on nine, and I'm a totally different player. I get emotional when I talk about my injury. Sorry. All right. But my injury, what I learned from my injury was that I'm unstoppable, man. You know, I thank my dad for that, because my dad, he's been blind for 29 years, and he never complained not once. So from that, I know I'm unstoppable. You know what I mean? It's gonna take a hell of a lot for me to get off that damn field. Sorry for cussing. So basically, right. That's what it is. Yeah.
When you go through such a devastating thing like that, mm-hmm. I mean, the transformation isn't just physical, right? It's almost like you got to be reborn in every facet of your being, right?
I tell you what, you know, being at your highest peak in the NFL, about to get a big contract, and you know, you think everybody's to the top. And I'm at the top of my game. About to be a free agent and something like that happened. Unfortunately, it happened. You know, it's kind of sad, you know, but at the same time, at that point, like I always say, I never, ever doubted myself that I would not play football again, you know. And I returned back and, you know, I had one goal. One goal was to I'm not missing a season, you know, and I came back and actually finished that season and then, coming back, this was actually my first game. I think this Tampa Bay was my first game back, and I did pretty well against y'all. You know, but you know, like I said, you know, from that point, I just knew that you know, like, can't nobody really, you know, touch me when it comes to this sport. And in order for me to not play this sport, you got to take both of my legs. You know what I'm saying? And even then, I'll still try to find a way to play. But. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to ask Jason Light. You mentioned him being on the radar this offseason. Prior to that, before he was franchise tagged by New York, I mean, was that somebody, as you as his general manager, had an eye on and have interest in trying to attempt to sign him? And when he got franchise tagged, was that a disappointment to you and your front office staff at the time?
Well, I mean, how could he not be on the radar? Yeah, he was on the radar. We're just lucky to have him right now. And I feel we all feel very fortunate about it. You know, one of the attributes that we're looking for in players that we talked about this offseason with Spytek and myself and Mike Beal and Dirk is resiliency. And, you know, that's one thing that's been a little bit it's been on our mind a lot on what we're looking for in a quality in a player. And Jason defines resiliency. So to come back from what he did, it's one of the things that the main thing that really, really made him a big draw to us, why we would go after him.
How hard was it for you during this free agency period to be patient about certain things? I mean, for instance, you know, with the Vinnie Curry signing and then, you know, maybe trying to get some other pass rushers and having that not work out, you know, trying to trade for them, but being able to get an opportunity like this.
It was hard for – not hard for us, it's just – one of the things we knew that we would have to do is be patient, and sometimes that's hard for people outside the building, harder for them than it is for us. Where it becomes a little difficult is some of the decisions that you're making before you know this can actually happen, that you may pull out of some things or not do some things because you know if you do them, you might not be able to do the thing that you're actually set out to do. So it's a little difficult sometimes at the moment not to do certain things. But now in this particular year, in this particular case, man, am I glad that we didn't. So we got what we wanted.
Jason, was your understanding with the Giants are going to a 3-4 today? I mean, it's very rare.
You sorry, say what?
I'm sorry, it's very rare for a player like you to ever leave a team like the Giants. But them going to a 3-4, did they tell you that was a factor or didn't really explain it?
To be honest, I don't really care. You know, I'm here now. Like I say, I was a player that didn't know too much about football. So a new scheme to me is like learning it all over again. So it wouldn't really matter. But I'm here now at a 4-3, so I'm pretty cool. I'm decent. I'm happy.
You're obviously coming into a situation where the defense struggled to get after the quarterback last year. How do you embrace kind of that expectation level that you're the guy coming off the edge now?
Changes, man. You know, you got to brace the change. You know, I'm here now. I know for a fact I'm going to get to the quarterback and stop the run. So, and I'm pretty sure all the other guys are going to be pumped. You know, it takes one guy, you know what I mean, to actually, I won't say change the team, but, you know, I feel like one person can actually help a team. You know what I'm saying? Me being there, like, you're going to see my work ethic. My work ethic says a lot. You know, I'm not really a vocal guy like that. When you see me on the field, you see me running, always practicing, game time, you see the energy, you see the excitement, you know, getting the fans into the game is a big deal. You know, the fans have to be in the game. And that's just stuff that you don't see, you know, especially in training camp and everything. So you'll see that. I'm not really a vocal guy, you know, like I said, but you'll see that.
When was your first game back from that injury and it was here in Tampa? Was it just you trying to get back out on the field, or was there maybe a little bit to, you know, I want to try to do it in Tampa because you know that it's a friendly place that, that people have continued to root for you?
It wasn't that. I was ready to go, but, you know, it was he say, she say stuff. So I was ready to go, but my first game was Tampa. It wasn't like, oh, you know, this is a comeback to Tampa and everything. It was just me actually proving to the world that anything is possible, you know, and from that day, anything was possible, you know.
You said you have a lot to prove. You've had a great 8-year career. I know you got more in you. What is it you want to prove?
I want to actually win another Super Bowl. Actually make it to a couple more Pro Bowls. I have a whole list sheet, man. actually have my son, which he knows about football now. He knows exactly my number 90. For a 3-year-old to know that, that's a lot for me. So I still got energy left in the tank, man. And as long as I'm playing and my son is happy and my family's happy, you know, organization happy, I'm fine. You know, I have a lot to prove, so. That's all the questions? I ain't got no more questions?
I'm sure you're glad to be back in Florida and playing in a state that knows what state they're in.
Yes.
Instead of the Giants thinking they're in New York and then in New Jersey.